FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. It's 1-11-18. Well, we know what the market did last year. The Dow alone was up 25% or better, and we saw worldwide markets also go up. The emerging market index, if you listen to my yearly review with Mickey Fulp, up 34%, and the increases went up and up. In fact, the only thing that had a really bad year was the dollar, which was down 11-12% on the year. Can the good times continue? Should you prepare for bad? As the Bible says, in times of war, prepare for peace. In times of peace, prepare for war. Well, we're going to get to that and more. First, the usual. We love for you to participate in the show. It's gratifying to get your emails. Send them off to KL@KerryLutz or use the ever-burgeoning Twitter feed @KerryLutz. So the question is, do we have more parties for the coming year? Happy times are really here again or what? Well, Al Casado is with us now. Al, you're with CKS Summit Group and your website's summitgp.com, and welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kerry.
So should we keep the noisemakers out and the party hats for the coming year for 2018? Is it going to be another repeat performance, or does trouble lurk ahead?
You know what? I've been saying it since the end of last year and the beginning of this year that I think we're going to have double digits. I just don't know which way. You know, we all hope that the party continues. I mean, there was such a great push. I mean, you know, again, you know, stocks were driven well above 20% last year. Everybody's extremely bullish. The tax overhaul plan is in place. I thought it was a great thing that corporate taxes, you know, where they ended up at about 20%. My concern with that is what are they going to do with that money? You know, are they going to put it to work? Are they going to continue what they were doing here in the last few years and spending it on buybacks? You know, they also have access to a lot of money overseas. So in theory, if things are done correctly, I do see this current environment that we have in this current euphoria to continue at least for the first part of this year. We saw Walmart today. I mean, they raised their starting salary, I think, to $11 an hour just because of this. So maybe that's starting to take off, and those are things that maybe we can kind of hang our hats on, because in reality, you know, this Trump bump has really been, you know, already priced into this market. So now we're at that, you know, fork of the road, the first fork of the road. Now what? You know, what are we going to do with this asset? All this money is coming in. So if we start seeing them putting it into their top line and growing and staying competitive, if that happens, I think we could see a continuation from last year.
You think? So, you know, what Yogi Berra says, when you come to a fork in the road, take it, right?
Absolutely.
So how will we know? I mean, how soon is this going to be where we're going to know one way or the other? This recovery, we all know it's 9 years old. It's long in the tooth. The only thing being is that many argue, Al, that we never really had a recovery with 2% growth for 8 years during the former occupant of the White House. It's hard to argue that that's really a recovery at all.
I agree with you, because this is the first time in history that the markets are leading a recovery instead of the economic indicators themselves. And this is why I think that, you know, we have to put a caution out there also and look at a few things. I think one of the things that really need to really keep an eye on this year is that flattening curve. And when you talk about the U.S. Treasuries, you know, that's a spread between the long and short duration interest rate. And, you know, we're listening to Yellen and the Fed say they're going to be raising it. They're expecting another three raises this year and everything else like that. However, that's bringing that's bringing those yields very close together. And that could cause a flat curve, or it could actually cause an inverted curve. And when you get that to happening, that's really a strong indication that the economy is not doing what it's supposed to do, and that we might be starting to set ourselves up for a recession. And the other thing to keep in mind, too, is that, you know, if the economy itself was as strong as people are saying, then why are we seeing institutional investors lock up funds for decades, you know, accepting annualized returns of 3%? So that's an area that I think that we have to look at. We also have to look at the fact that, you know, geopolitical hotspots are everywhere. And it seems like, you know, they come and go on all parts of the country, all parts of the world. And we've kind of been really turning our heads the other way. And that's going to work as long as those geopolitical threats don't spill over into the real economy. So we got to keep an eye on that. You know, we have North Korea. We have the possibility to slow down in China. We've kind of forgotten about Brexit because it happened and then it's like, oh, nothing really happened. Well, the divorce hasn't really happened yet. You know, they're going through quantitative easing also, and now they're going to be also going down the path of normality just like we are. You know, again, you know, after a decade of quantitative easing, you know, we're coming to an end of probably one of the greatest, you know, financial experiments ever in the history of the U.S. And, you know, we're heading down now the path of the beginning of normal. Now, what would that do? And then when the ECB follows in Japan. So there's things that we have to look out for that can really, you know, halt the party. That's why I kind of tell, you know, I've been kind of preaching that you got to be careful, because when the music stops, are you going to have a chair?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I guess it could always give out. But, you know, this has been the most unloved stock bull market in history here, Al, really.
Yes.
And, you know, even though the numbers show complacency, how many people really have felt that this was a raging bull market for all these years? There's always a sense of precariousness about it, wasn't there?
Yes. I nobody felt it because the economic numbers didn't feel it. I mean, people weren't really seeing it in wages yet. I mean, if you look at our wages are pretty stagnant. I don't think people were really seeing it. Now we're starting to see a little bit because of the 401ks are starting to get healthy and people look at 401ks. But sometimes, you know, when the small investor gets euphoric and they start potting it in, usually big money has their finger on the trigger. And sometimes that signals an end of things. So you're right. It hasn't felt like that. Because of economic factors that we've been going through.
And so is there any scenario you see here that this thing continues on into the new year and happy days are here?
Again, if short of the two or three things that I said to caution about, if these corporations really put the money to work and really put it into their top line, I think that there's a possibility that this thing can carry on for at least the first half of the year, possibly through the end of the year. However, we have to keep in mind those other things, and that goes back to really knowing, you know, where you are at and what your time horizons are, and so that you can make educated decisions so you just don't blindly go into something thinking like, you know, here we go, I'm going to put my money in today and it's going to grow, all that kind of stuff. You have to be cognizant of your time horizons. Are you 5 years out? Are you 10 years out? Are you 2 years out? And be able to really, I think managing risk is the name of the game for 2018, your risk.
So hey, when it comes to managing your risk, because some of that would mean taking some profits while you still have them?
Absolutely. You know, if you just go back to we've kind of forgotten all about basics and everything else like that. It seems like, however, you know, buy low, sell high. We are very high. And it's, and the great thing about whether this has happened because it should have or shouldn't have, and there's arguments both ways. The fact is that it has happened. Many people have at least gotten back to where they were. Many are way ahead, or at least starting to get ahead of where they were. And, you know, as you're getting closer to that retirement point, you know, it might be time to start saying, hey, you know what, it's time to, is this need or greed? And where are we at? Where's my time horizon? Is it time to take some of that off the table and put that into safer investments?
Yeah. So what's safe now? You know, do you settle for 2%, 2%+ on a 10-year?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's an option, but you know, you can also look at income also out there, investing for income and non-stock options that are out there. There's a lot of possibilities out there. You know, with rates in the neighborhood of anywhere between 5 to 7. I mean, there's options out there in the income market, and it's not for everyone. Again, you got to sit down with your advisors and make sure that fits your goals and tolerance. However, but I do feel that there are non-stock options out there available for some of that money that might be coming off the table that doesn't need to be gambled anymore.
Yeah, so, and if too many people do that all at once, then we're definitely going to have a downturn, aren't we?
Well, that and, you know, there's a lot of things. I mean, we have just think about, I think one of the big things that we have to remember, too, is that for the first, this year, the baby boomers turned 70. And it's going to cost a lot of money to start coming out. So there's a lot of interesting things that are going to happen. They're going to be forced for required minimum distributions on a lot of stuff. So there's a lot of things out there still that need to be figured out. And how is that money going to, how is that going to affect the economy and everything else like that? So, it's interesting times. I say it's proceed with caution.
Proceed with caution. Huh? And really, it looks like a lot of big investors could be taking money off the table. A lot of inside selling, things like that are taking place now, right?
Absolutely. Institutional guys are, that's what I said earlier, is when you start seeing institutional guys taking money and then locking up rates at around the 3% rate, they're doing it and locking it up for a significant amount of time, that's something that should be heeded. You know, that's something that you should pay attention to.
Yeah. So to sum it up then, what you're looking for is really a kind of uncertain, undeterminable kind of future here for the next year, maybe a year of consolidation. We haven't had any of those lately, have we?
Right. I feel that this is going to be, you know, it could easily go two ways. Of course, we all hope that it stays positive for a lot of us. But I just think it's a time to really, really get a hold of your, be very clear on your goals, be very clear with your strategies, and understand what you're willing to risk and what you're willing to put on the table for the possibilities of just pure growth.
Yeah. So the tree does not grow to the sky, and you can't expect that this time is really going to be different than the past, can you?
Correct. I agree with you.
Yeah. And we didn't even talk about currency issues, international trade issues taking place, things like that, that really haven't reared their ugly heads for quite some time, but that's a possibility too.
That's out there too. Correct.
All right. Well, hey, it's good to get the perspective. You should always be cautious in all of your financial dealings, because your first and foremost job as an investor is basically, like you said, to be a risk manager. And you need to do that effectively, especially when markets are at bloated levels. So, hey, take a look over at Al's website, summitgp.com. Al's company, CKS Summit Group. That's CKS Summit Group. And as I said, we love getting your emails. KL@KerryLutz.com, Twitter feed at Kerry Lutz. Facebook page is Financial Survival Network. Al, have a great 2018, and let's see what happens next.
All right. Take care and have a wonderful year.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.